We're going to spend a little time this morning remembering Mary O'Rourke, who died yesterday at the age of 87, former Fianna Fáil minister and deputy leader, one of the most prominent female politicians in Ireland, a familiar face and voice over many decades, affectionately referred to as Mammy by political journalists and many more. She was a regular guest on this programme. Here she is in March 2000, when she was the then Minister for Public Expenditure, and phoned up Morning Ireland after hearing on the 7 o'clock news bulletin that Brian Joyce, the then CIE chairman, had resigned. Here's what she told the presenter, Richard Crowley.
Are you disappointed?
I'm surprised. There I was on my bath this morning with the radio on when the 7 o'clock news came on, and that's the very first I heard of it, because I was coming in to meet Brian Joyce at 8 o'clock this morning. The Secretary General and myself had made an appointment with himself yesterday to meet him today at 8 a.m. to go through the rail safety study, which is sometimes positive and sometimes very negative, the yearly audit of the 86 million spent last year by CIE. And that arrangement was made, and I was getting myself ready and to come in to have the meeting with them, and this is what I heard on the radio.
Avid listener Mary O'Rourke on this programme 24 years ago. Mary McAleese, former President of Ireland, is with us. Mary, good morning. Thank you for talking to us today.
Good morning, Gavin.
And tell us about your relationship with Mary O'Rourke.
Well, I know Mary a very, very long time. A very long time. And we shared, of course, the same family name. We're both two Mary Lenehans, both children of two Patrick Lenehans. So we always, when we made common cause around that for a very long time. I just want this morning first before I say anything really about Mary, because she was just a very wonderful person, dynamic and so accepting of things in life. I mean, her life didn't go in straight lines, except, of course, in relation to her great husband, Enda, who she had just adored, her wonderful children, Angus and Fergal, whom she adored. And I sent my condolences, Martin and I both sent our condolences to them and her children and grandchildren this morning, and her family, her wider family. I've known her a very long time, and always found her, although she was a leading light and politically, not just for women, but a leading light politically generally, she had a great capacity for friendship, for kindness. That's what I most remember about her, was her easy way of kindness. I remember going to, she was the first person I approached, the first politician I approached when I thought of standing for the presidency back in 1997. Martin and I went down to Athlone to her very modest home. She didn't live, you know, a blingy life, not in the least, but she lived a very, very, very humble life. And going in to tell her what was in our minds, she was so, full of encouragement. And of course, the first thing she did was she said, "We'll put the kettle on, we'll have a cup of tea," which meant, of course, that Enda went into the kitchen and made the tea while Mary and I chatted. And there was a great love in that house. Oh, it was a lovely home to visit, because there was such a just happy, joyful place. And like, life threw an awful lot of wobblies at Mary over the years. She'd come, as you know, from a very political family, and but nothing came at her in straight lines. She had been at the height of ministerial achievement, and then, of course, was demoted, had to take that on the chin. She said afterwards she was devastated, but if she was, she never let that show publicly. She just accepted it, and on she went and kept on working. And then she had to cope, of course, with the deaths of Brian Senior, her brother, and her lovely nephew, another great friend of mine, Brian Junior. She had to accept all that, and they weren't the only deaths that she had to cope with during those years. And again, she put the face on, the brave face on, knowing that other people were facing similar, you know, ups and downs in their lives. She never, ever made a special case for herself. She never, ever went out looking for sympathy. She just got on with it. I think she was exceptional in many ways, because she was an iconic person for women. Women who were not used to seeing women like her at the level of politics at which she operated. There weren't very many of them. And to have someone like her, she wasn't uppity. She didn't have notions about herself or anything else. She was straight talker, very honest, very funny, and very warm.
Yeah, she was
very warm.
She was very good company. She was quick-witted, quick to get to the point. Is that what made her stand out as a politician?
I think so. Yes, I think that's probably right. You know, she, pretty much with Mary, what you saw was what you got. She didn't spin. She was a person who spoke very directly, but not coldly, you know. She always made sure that everything, the edges of things were always round, rounded with her humour and with her warmth, even in disappointments, you know. And through her political life, her political career was it was a roller coaster of ups and downs. You know, she was in Parliament, she was in the Dáil one minute, then she lost her seat, then she was in the Shannon. But it's interesting that everywhere she went, it didn't matter where she went, she went to the top, you know. In terms of ministry, she was deputy leader of Fianna Fáil. She was leader of the Shannon. You know, her natural ability always ensured that Mary, no matter what life threw at her, that she coursed to the top, and she did, and she deserved to, because she, for all that she was matronly, and you know, we all know about the mammy label, which she loved, actually, she loved that. It spoke to her about the relationship she had with people, the loving and heartfelt and service-oriented. She's a very, very service-oriented person. But, you know, she had her political career had its ups and downs. And no matter what came or went, Mary kept focused on just giving in public service. She was a public servant par excellence in so many ways.
Mary McAleese, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. And we'll be talking to Mary O'Rourke's nephew, Conor Lenehan, later in the programme. 28 minutes past 7.